bringing information for all. This is Real Time Beijing.
Welcome back to Real Time What's On. If you haven't heard of Oriented, then you soon will. Oriented hosts monthly happy hours for international professionals. You can find these happy hours in Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, Taipei, Tokyo, New York, Boston, San Francisco, and Sydney, Australia. Kirk Tang, one of the organizers, tells us more about how Oriented is creating an opportunity for young professionals to network, and he also talks about the general response to having these kinds of venues.
The one thing we try to do is introduce a lot of our members and new friends to new venues. It's nice, and in Beijing, fortunately, in the last few years, we've been able to see nicer and nicer places being opened up, and that gives us a greater flexibility and options to work with. I think for the most part, the response has been very positive. The concept of happy hour isn't a mainstream idea yet in China, so I think we're kind of helping to introduce and educate the market from that, both from a restaurant, venue, entertainment standpoint, and also from just the people general attendance standpoint. They find it really good just to be able to just step out of the office and talk to people from other industry outside of their own.
Oriented is always looking for people to get involved, and there are many ways that you could do that.
We look forward to just continue, you know, to introduce more people to this, building a bigger community, getting more people involved. The main thing for us right now is we're all doing this on a volunteer basis. So we're looking for people who have a little bit of time, not much time, maybe 5 or 10 hours a month to help out with finding new venues or having ideas on how to improve the forum, because we basically set this up in a very community-based mindset.
Not only is Oriented cropping up in cities throughout the world, but you can stay connected with their online community at www.oriented.com. You can stay updated with details on the upcoming happy hours and view people's profiles through their online database. Soon, you'll be able to view a complete list of restaurants, bars, clubs, organizations, events, and even job listings for cities where Oriented is present. The happy hours are always scheduled on the last Thursday of every month from 7 to 9 p.m. So Beijing's next event is this coming Thursday at Green Tea House, sponsored by City Weekend Magazine. This will be a one-year anniversary celebration, so come on out and join in on the festivities. The first 30 guests will get free Green Tea House beer, which I hear is quite tasty. And there will also be finger foods, discounted drinks, and a set menu for people who'd like to stay for dinner after 9 p.m. For more information on the event, log on to www.orientedhappyhours.com. And after the event, you can view party pictures at that same address. And that wraps up our What's On segment for today. Now Xiaohua has more weather for us.
All right, thanks, Kathleen. And I think of one thing that you need to be stylish to participate in more community activities and interact more with people.
That's right. You do need to be involved in the community so people know who you are.
Yeah, that's really important. Okay, and now let's take a look at the weather. Here in Beijing, it's a clear day right now, and some possible rain showers can be seen in the northern part of the city. The high will reach 30 degrees Celsius, and the low tonight will be 20. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy, with a high expected to be 33. And elsewhere in the world, Tokyo will be cloudy at 28, Sydney showering 17, Moscow moderate rain also 17, Paris will be cloudy at 27, London cloudy too at 25, and finally in New York, it will be a cloudy day with a high of 26 degrees Celsius.
So Xiaohua, do you know anyone who you think exemplifies the contest ideal? Of believing in environmental protection, having a great family, a lot of love in the family, and all that kind of stuff.
Let me see. Well, Kathleen, I'll vote you.
Well, there's a lot of people I can think of. I mean, there's leaders of organizations, leaders of companies, like CEOs and executives. But if you want to factor in all of the things that are being considered to be the ideal person, it's kind of hard because you want to find someone who's not only a role model but also who is involved with the community and giving back to the community.
Definitely,
and some of these leaders are so busy that they don't have time themselves to actually give back to the community. But they may be a part of things that do help
the environment or society.
You know, I think the contest is really great in a sense that we still don't know who this family is or this person is, but one day we will, and that will be a good role model
for us. I think that they should have a top, like, 100 list instead of one person.
I think so.
I think that's a great suggestion.
I think it's difficult to be in the media spotlight once and become a role model. If you have 100 or something, that makes it easier, probably.
That's true. Yeah, and I was worried about that too.
I'm just kind of wondering what kind of pressure is going to come along with being the one, you know, being the winner.